Welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where some of ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, I'm here in the studio this morning with our usual peanut gallery. We've got everybody's favorite counselor editor, Andy Cohn, who drove all the way from Tuckahoe, New York, to be with us this morning. How nice of you, Andy.
Thank you very much. I'm just looking at Michelle's tea bag, sorry.
Yes,
I have a whole process going on over here.
Well, we do have Michelle Bell here, editor of Supplier Global Recess, who did something so crazy last week that we're going to make a segment about it on the show this morning. And I'm going to warn everyone now as I look at Michelle with her tea bag on her eye, this is not for the squeamish or faint of heart.
That looks ridiculous.
Michelle.
Hello.
Then, of course, we have Joe Haley, who's going to give listeners a chance today to win a cool $50 gas card. Good morning, Joe.
It's so way nice. Cool.
Way cool. And, of course, we've got the very rambunctious Kathy Houston, who this morning is going to tell us, all right, here's the big question, Kathy, whether she prefers her husband to her BlackBerry.
So I don't have a BlackBerry.
Mull on that for a little longer.
Well, there it is.
There's your answer.
Start mulling.
Well, we have a superlicious show for you this morning.
Superlicious?
Yeah, superlicious. Joe, give us the rundown.
Okay, thanks, Melinda. We're going to look at the Wall Street crisis and how that affects companies in the industry. Last week, Hurricane Ike blew into town, and we're going to hear from someone in the industry affected by the storm. With prices increasing on raw materials and labor costs, what's a supplier to do about their catalogs? Well, we have some ideas there. What's the stupidest thing people in this studio have ever done? Stay tuned.
Everybody look at Michelle.
No. I'm definitely the winner.
Stay tuned to find out who let two friends suspend him four stories from the ground just to annoy someone. It's intervention.
I wonder who did that. Was it Andy?
We'll have to wait. It's intervention time, people. That's right. Put down the BlackBerry and step away slowly. A recent survey in PDAs is very revealing. What did you bring to lunch today, Linda? Melinda?
Nothing.
Okay.
I go out to lunch, thanks.
Okay. A recent survey shows more people are brown bagging it, which relates to some sales opportunities for suppliers.
Joe brings a salad every morning. All right, let's go on.
I could have ate the whole thing. We're going to look at the best ad slogans of all time.
I could have ate the whole thing. So I can't believe
I can't believe the whole thing. All right.
But good try there.
Thank you. Keep listening for your chance to win a $50 gas card.
We're rolling now.
All right. Can your employees come to work in their underwear?
Yes, well, absolutely.
Those who work remotely just might be doing that.
We do.
We discuss telecommuting and all its benefits. All this and Andy Cohn brings you the industry news in 60 seconds or less. Andy.
Go.
As the financial and credit crisis on Wall Street starts to spread to other parts of the economy, companies in the ad specialty industry say they're beginning to feel the effects. In Promogram later today, we have a report on the lack of available credit that both distributors and suppliers are now facing. While some distributors are saying that they're increasingly using credit cards for their businesses, others are concerned that they won't have the kind of access to capital that's necessary to sustain growth. In other news, two suppliers, Simply Smashing and Purple G Compressed Tees, have announced that they are currently in merger talks. Simply Smashing first approached Purple G about a possible acquisition in July. And while no deal has been signed yet, Simply Smashing would take the lead role in the combined venture, and Purple G would become an equity participant. The two sides hope to complete a deal by the end of this year. And in Promogram later today, we also have a follow-up story on how ad specialty companies that were in the path of Hurricane Ike are faring. Some are completely back on their feet, but others are still facing sporadic power outages as well as a massive cleanup effort. Plus, we'll have a new episode of The Joe Show. Joe, what are you looking at today?
iPod accessories.
iPod accessories.
Yeah, I thought I had to be dramatic with this music. So,
how about me?
Well, thanks, Andy. That sounds fantastic. Our phone lines are open this morning. Call us anytime at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. All right, guys, this is definitely the biggest business story of the year. The banking crisis is on everyone's mind, and it's turned all of our 401ks, I think, into what, like 200?
Like upside down. Push.
Nothing. I guess Joe is one of the elder members of our staff. I hope you weren't planning on retiring anytime soon, because it looks like none of us is going to be able to afford it.
Darn.
Andy, tell us how the banking crisis is going to affect industry companies.
Well, I think initially that from what we're hearing is that they're, you know, as banks tighten their lending practices, the companies in this market and in all other markets, all sectors of the economy are looking at a tough time for access to capital, you know, and that's kind of the lifeblood to growing a business. So cash flow issues are on the horizon, and, you know, trying to get a credit line with a bank is significantly harder today than it was 6 months ago or a year ago.
Yeah, I just saw a story in the New York Times saying a lot more small businesses are relying on even personal credit cards to fund their businesses.
They are, but that's a, and especially in this industry, but that's a dangerous road right now, specifically because the interest rates on those are can fluctuate so wildly. So you could be piling up a bill on your credit card, and suddenly the rate of, you know, your interest rate could jack up to 15-20% for a while, and that, you know,
well, it's a little
put
scary.
A cash flow issue.
Even when the economy, you know, a few years ago was booming, I think it was common practice for smaller distributors at least,
it is, yeah,
to just routinely put things on their credit cards. So, you know, in this situation, it seems like, I don't know,
I don't think
scary.
It's going to get better. I saw an interview yesterday with Paul Krugman, the New York Times writer, and he's a professor of economy, and he unfortunately said it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it is, but hopefully the steps that are being taken will give some more confidence to the markets over the next couple of weeks and then moving forward. But certainly if steps aren't taken, you know, I heard, saw one interview of the economist who said, you know, credit cards could actually go away because of the situation.
God forbid.
Because no bank or no organization wants to front any money.
How
right.
Am I,
I mean, that, if that, that's why the government is stepping in, because to avoid things like that, because how many of us actually depend on credit cards to shop?
Right.
Everybody, you know.
Well, we're going to pause for a moment to hear a message from this week's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll find out which industry companies have been affected by Hurricane Ike, and we'll hear about some stupid editor tricks.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and suppliers, distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
We're back on ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, and our phone lines are wide open. Give us a call at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind, or get in on our trivia game this morning and win a $50 gas card. Now, Andy, a lot of companies in the past week have been affected by Hurricane Ike down in Texas. Is that right? What are you guys hearing?
You know, when we first wrote a story for last week's promogram about the companies in the area, we had a lot of busy signals on phones that we tried to call, a lot of phones that were just completely out. So companies were really affected. We spoke to a couple of people that were just trying to get back on their feet as far as their personal and business lives were concerned. A week later, things are certainly a little bit better. You know, power is restored in most areas, yet not all. And companies are starting to operate again in that area.
We're going to hear from a distributor straight from the scene. We have Laura on line one. Laura's with Detail Products. Laura, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And you?
Good, thanks. Where are you based, Laura?
We're located, we actually have two offices. We have one located in Houston and one in Clute, Texas. Clute is actually about 15 minutes inland from Surfside. Now, we were luckier than a lot of people. We had our Houston office back up and running by Tuesday. The Clute office opened on Wednesday, though we had suffered damage to our bay door to our warehouse and had to have it replaced. And our server was not up and running, and it took us the rest of the week trying to get our server up and running. And we're finding that so many of our customers either are still without power or they're still facing issues with their server and are unlimited capabilities. Now, it's still in the Houston area. They still have over 700,000 customers that are still without power in the Houston and surrounding areas, and that's not even some of the smaller towns that have been severely affected that you don't really hear much about. I mean, you've got Galveston, their school district alone, they lost 95% of their buses were flooded out. They had kept them in Galveston longer to try to get people out. And by the time that they realized they needed to get the buses out, the water had risen to a level that they couldn't get the buses out. They had schools damaged. We had our local courthouses damaged. There's Bridge City. There's only four houses that didn't suffer major damage out of the entire city.
Wow.
So you're talking about vital areas of the nation that economically are vitally important to the United States, because we've got refineries, we've got petrochemical companies, we've got ranchers. This wasn't a tourist area that's dependent on tourists. This is truly vitally important to the whole nation's economy, and the quicker that we can get all of this area up and running and back to some form of normalcy, the better it's going to be for the nation's economy. We're going to have far-reaching impacts further down the line from Ike than what everybody is seeing now.
Well, certainly there was a lot of devastation. Laura, as a business owner, what's been the biggest challenge for you over the last week or so?
Trying to reach our customers.
Sure.
And that's the hardest part, is so many of them, like I said, are without power, or their employees are still without power, and there was a hard time getting back in, that it's hard for them to get back up and running. Now, we are seeing more and more every day that are getting back on their feet and that we're starting to hear more and more from. But it's probably going to be several weeks before all of our customers are up and running.
Of course.
Laura, do you have a disaster plan in place?
Well, the owners of the company that I work for do have a disaster plan in place, which is why they actually moved all of our server up into the Houston office, which is why the Houston office was able to get up and running quicker than the Clute office. But they're very detailed, and because of their detail and their preparations, which is why we were able to go ahead and get open and running quicker than many other businesses.
And any advice for distributors or suppliers in other parts of the country who want to help out with these hurricane victims?
Please do. I mean, you can't imagine the devastation that has been created by Ike and the far-reaching area that it covered unless you're down in here. I mean, everybody remembers Katrina, and, I mean, it was terrible. It truly was terrible. But the magnitude of what Katrina did compared to Ike was much larger, and it affected, like I said, major commercial areas that the nation's economy are dependent on. If they can help their brother, sister companies with, if they need generators to get back up and running, because we have so many printers and other companies that still they are without power, and some of them can be without power into October. We had over 3 hours inland that power outages from Ike, and that some of them still are without power.
Well, thank you very much, Laura. Certainly our thoughts are with you, and best of luck as you get back on your feet there down in Texas.
And we appreciate it. And
thank
any
you,
help that anybody can have, that would be greatly appreciated, because there are so many people that are affected.
That's great. Well, take care, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
In the meantime, Supplier Global Resources' September issue talks about the catalog conundrum. Michelle, what's going on?
Well, because specifically prices in Asia fluctuate so greatly and have been rising at a rapid rate, many suppliers have experienced an issue with how to handle pricing in their catalogs, meaning that what they get quoted 1 week from their vendors overseas can completely change the next week. So there's a real debate right now for the 2009 catalogs. Do they do it business as usual and just print catalogs with pricing? Do they do it handle it the way they do in Europe, which is suppliers print a catalog but have pricing inserts that can be pulled out and changed? Or do they move to web-based pricing, mm-hmm. which is interesting because not only from a green aspect in that it, you know, kind of conserves, you know, resources, people won't have to print thousands and thousands of catalogs. And also it's less expensive because catalogs are really, and it's growing, becoming more expensive to print. But because suppliers will then have the ability to change pricing momentarily. The problem is, how will distributors know when the prices change? How will they know when to refer to the website?
Right.
And some suppliers like Prime and Logomark have been printing their catalog with a note at the bottom of each page that says, please refer to the website for most up-to-date pricing. And I think that may be the way that the industry is going to move along.
Well, I know this was a big debate in Chicago during the supplier reception you hosted, Michelle. And was there any consensus from that session?
No, unfortunately, no. I mean, when I interviewed distributors, it seems as though many of them think that the industry will move eventually towards web-based pricing.
Right.
Not quite yet.
Right.
What's the drawback?
The drawback,
from a distributor perspective, what's the drawback?
The drawback is that distributors, you know, if I'm a supplier and I'm updating my pricing on the web, how is a distributor going to know when he's selling a program to a client which price to quote?
You have to check the web every day.
I think that
that's a lot of, to put on the distributor, though.
Well, I don't think it is. To go to a website and just check the price? I don't think
that's
that
much to ask. If I were a distributor, that's what I'd be doing on a daily basis. And
absolutely.
ESP Online, too, because that changes all the time.
Well, pricing. Speaking of distributors, we have a distributor on line 3, Martin.
Bye-bye, Martin.
We lost Martin.
Poor Martin. I wonder what he had to say.
I think from a distributor perspective as well, I know that what we've heard from some is that they sell some program business starting at, say, the beginning of the year that their clients have a a company store and they put their prices up, mm-hmm. you know, and post them, you know, in January for the rest of 09, say, and so that they can't, you know, they can't change those prices at will either. It's the whole chain of changing prices from supplier to distributor to end user, and then when the end user is actually selling them to their employees or customers, then they have to change it as well. So I think that that's part of the issue as well, but I agree with Joe. I mean, check the website.
It's just time consuming, and you know, when you're in with a client, you know, a distributor's client, it's, you know, it's much easier to show them a catalog with pricing than to, you know, right. turn around and have to keep referring to a website. That said, I think that suppliers have absorbed the price increases long enough. I mean, they've been locked into their prices for so long, they really can't take the hit anymore.
So. And that makes sense as well. I mean, pass that on. And, you know, can't you just say price is subject of change? If you knew something,
well, in some cases, it's hard.
You know, yeah. 1 month, it might be 85 cents the next month.
Well, if you want to weigh in on this topic or anything else in today's news, call us now at 215-953-4979. Now, on a lighter note, we promised that we're going to talk about the stupid thing Michelle did last week. Now, again, I warn everyone, turn off your computers if you are squeamish, because this is not for the faint at heart. Michelle,
keep them
what
on,
happened?
Though, if you want to hear about it.
Not for any of us either.
What happened, and why are you sitting here right now with a tea bag on your eye and a washcloth next to you?
I have had a sty on my eye for 2 months now.
That's what you call it?
How many styes?
I spy with my little
How many
eye.
Styes?
Four. Okay. Four styes. And I, never having had a sty before, didn't know what to do about it. And I'm annoyed that it's taken so long to go away. And when I get frustrated, annoyed, and exasperated, that's just a recipe for disaster. So I went home the other night and took a needle, like a sewing needle, sterilized it with my cigarette lighter and jammed it into the sty, thinking it would drain whatever fluid was in there.
And that's very sterile. Interesting. Using your cigarette light. All right, so what happened? You woke up the next morning and
with
what?
My eye completely, of course, you know, swollen shut. And, you know, I went to the ophthalmologist, who just assumed I was mentally deficient and had bigger problems.
And she was probably right.
Yes. And then what did your witch doctor say to do?
She now has me every hour on the hour. She had to lance it, first of all, the styes. But she has me every hour on the hour sitting with tea bags steeped on my face.
And what's that supposed to do?
It's supposed to soothe it and take down the swelling and help it drain on its own.
Do you wake up every hour during the night, or this is just a daily activity?
I do,
that we
actually.
Can all enjoy at work.
Yes, if you can see me on the webcam, I actually do have a tea bag.
And this caused you to miss 3 days of work last week, was it?
Yeah, because I couldn't drive because my eye was swollen shut.
No.
You still have one good eye.
It's on you, Andy. My one good eye's on you.
Well, in the spirit of full disclosure, I think we've all done some stupid things, if you don't mind me calling that stupid, over our lives.
I think it deserves to be called stupid.
It's way past stupid.
My confession is, when I was in college, I was at the beach in a bikini, and I went to get into my car, and a penny had been baking on my hot vinyl car seat for the whole day, unbeknownst to me. Got in, sat on the penny, and now I have a perfect penny Ow. Brand on my butt, which is
You
permanent.
Still have it?
Oh, yeah. It's tails. It happened when I was... It's
tails.
Appropriately.
Literally.
It happened when I was 19, and it's still there. Perfect penny.
Wow. So, you'll have to show us sometime.
Yes. Maybe now I always cam. Look before I sit. That's the more of that
Smart move.
If you say penny for your thoughts, you might moon you.
Joe, anything stupid that yeah. Joe Haley said?
Oh, please.
Well, no.
Well, you know, I narrowed it down to one. When I was a freshman, I was sitting in my dorm room bouncing a billiard ball against the cinder block wall. And the guy downstairs below me was rather annoyed with that. And he came up and he knocked and I said, come in. And he said that if I hadn't stopped doing that, he was going to shove the ball someplace.
Where?
In your mouth?
No, around where your penny mark is.
Ah.
So I said, ha-ha, and then he left. So I got two friends of mine, and I said, what I want you to do is dangle me out the window, which was four stories up, and I'm going to take this tennis racket and bang on this guy's window just to annoy him. And they said, what happens if we drop you? You're going to, you know, die. And I said, don't drop me.
You're going to, you know, die.
So I let them do
How
that.
How many stories high was this door?
Four.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I was four floors up, and I just hang there. And, you know, when someone's hanging from, you know, the above floor, banging on your window, that guy laughed and thought it was funny.
And was it worth risking your life for, I guess I would ask.
Heck yeah, man.
He's so bad. Yeah, and would you be mad if your sons now did that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I would find a pool ball.
I can just imagine.
You'd be mad if they did half the things you did.
Andy, surely you haven't done anything stupid.
Oh, no, nothing. But my stupid thing also happened in college. You notice how Joe's happened in college.
Some sort of connection.
Melinda's happened in college. Mine happened in college.
I was not drinking.
Michelle's happened last week.
When she's 47.
Now.
47, you think you'd learn by now.
41, I'll have you know. Don't
so when I was in college, I managed to knock my own tooth out with a pool cue. I was twirling it around.
Were you showing off in front of a girl?
I was not showing off in front of a girl, nor was it alcohol-induced.
You were just twirling. You were practicing for the baton
I was
team.
Just twirling and knocked my front tooth out, and this tooth right here is fake.
Is that why you have that gold tooth, that big gold tooth?
I should have gone gold tooth. That would have been good.
I knew it looked like
an implant. I didn't do that at the time, though.
Fantastic. And how about you, Kathy Houston?
Well, I have a lot of stupid things, but I'm going to stick with work-related. A while ago, I called somebody for an interview, and the woman that answered informed me that he was dead.
Did you kill him?
No, I didn't kill him.
He must have died fairly recently.
Well, this just goes to show you, pay attention to the counselor obits.
Mm. Yes, you would have known that.
That's right.
Well, we have a caller on line 3, Chuck Fandos, a distributor.
Is he sharing his stupid moment?
Chuckles.
I don't know. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. How does it feel to be on the counselor hot list?
Oh, feels great, I guess.
I'm sure you've been.
I guess.
I'm sure you've been getting lots of accolades.
We need a little more enthusiasm.
I got teeth knocked out in a bar incident, too. So
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But did you knock them out yourself like Andy did, or did someone?
No, someone else hit me with a glass.
So, uh-huh.
Yeah.
We have to call Chuck by his new nickname, Mother Chucker, or Chuckles, as I call him.
All right, so Chuck, what's on your mind?
I believe the topic is where the industry's going with catalogs and the web, and whether
yes.
we should, whether we need printed catalogs or not anymore with all the price changes that happen so quickly.
Yeah, so could you adapt to web-based pricing?
Yeah, as a distributor, what do you want?
Actually, I wouldn't mind web-based pricing. I think it would save the suppliers a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could pass it on to us friendly distributors. And we don't really use a lot of catalogs in our company. We use the web and come up with our own presentations. So I'm fine with it. I'm not sure the industry's ready for it. You know, a lot of distributors do sell just out of those catalogs, but how you deal with price increases is certainly an issue. And, you know, a supplier being stuck with a price for effectively 14, 15 months is quite a challenge.
Sure. Sure, but you could adapt to it.
I could, yeah, we could adapt to it, and honestly, we don't use catalogs hardly at all. We're always using websites as is right now.
All right, well, thanks very much for calling, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
And hope those teeth are okay now. Oh, he's gone.
He at least has his teeth. I didn't, I guess.
Well, you have a tooth. It's just fake, apparently. Fake.
Can you pop it out, or is it like
permanent? No, it's permanently stuck in there.
Good. All right, we're getting ready to play our trivia game, guys, and we have someone on the phone ready to play. In case he gets it wrong, if you want to call our line, 215-953-4979, you'll get a chance to win a gas card as well. But we have Memo on line 1. Memo, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, Memo. Memo.
Good morning.
Now, you're out in California, so you could probably really use a $50 gas card by now.
You have no idea how expensive it is. It's horrible.
How much is gas there?
Probably in the $4 range.
Here it is, too.
We're back in the mid-threes now.
No.
Yes.
No.
I don't know where you get your gas, honey, but...
You driving a diesel?
It's like you live down the street with
what?
Somebody.
Yeah.
$4.60?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Where do you live?
That's for her big rig.
That is terrible.
All right, Joe Haley, give Memo the $50 question.
All right, the $50 question, and I'm going to try to redeem myself from the botching of the slogan earlier. I'm going to give you a slogan, and you're going to tell me what company it is. Between love and madness lies obsession.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to go with another one.
I'm going to make that my slogan.
That's really hard.
This is Memo Kahan, by the way, the owner of Promo Shop.
You said that in your sexy voice.
Thank you. Okay, Memo, I'll give you another one, a little easier. Celebrate the moments of your life.
I don't think I watch enough television.
Celebrate the moments.
See, the problem is, this is Memo, who's also on our hot list, by the way.
He's
the owner of a top 40 distributor, who's very, he has a propensity to Patron, tequila, and alcohol. So do we have an alcohol slogan?
Let's see what I have.
Is this a jeweler thing? Is it a perfume stuff?
Well, the first one was Calvin Klein.
Okay. Obsession. Calvin Klein's obsession.
General Foods International Coffee was the second one. I'll give you one more chance.
All right, this is your
ready?
Very last memo. Chance memo, and then we're going to have to hang up on you.
Eat, now I'm nervous.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh?
Oh, I know that one.
Eat fresh.
Yes.
Is it Whole Foods?
It's a fast food chain.
No, it's not Whole Foods.
It cannot be Burger King.
No, it can't be.
I know what it is. Can I say?
Yeah, okay. Melinda's going to guess.
Sorry, it's Subway, right?
It is Subway.
Subway. Eat fresh. Subway. I obviously watch more TV than you, Memo.
With one of my favorite spokespersons, Jared.
Jared?
My wife would have known that, and my kids would have known that.
Well, you should have had her call in next time.
I'm definitely going to.
Thanks very much, Memo. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Well, an article came out this morning in Fast Company that lists the greatest advertising slogans of all time, Joe.
Okay.
Andy, let's pick on you today. I'm going to give
Bring
you a
it
slogan.
Thank you.
And you're going to tell me what
Can
brand
Joe
is
help me?
Touting. We're going to give you 1 point for each one that's right. And if you win, let's see, how many points? If you win 5 points, then Joe's going to take you out for a drink tonight.
Excuse me.
Awesome.
Why don't we give that guy a chance for a trivia question?
Oh.
The slogans.
Oh, look who it is. We have another trivia caller. Line three.
I was just going to have my big moment.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Robert's from Brand Fuel. How are you doing?
I am good.
Well, Memo couldn't get the $50 gas card, so we're going to play a little commercial jingle for you, and if you know the answer, then you're the big winner.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief.
All right, so what's the brand of that famous jingle?
That has got to be Alka-Seltzer.
Yay! Yay!
Go, Robert.
Brand Fuel
Go
rocks.
Robert.
Go, Robert. Go, Robert.
Good job.
This is a lot of fun. You guys are doing a great job.
I'm glad you're having fun, and now you've got a $50 gas card in your pocket.
Congratulations.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks
Appreciate
for calling
it.
In.
Stay on the line.
All righty.
Frank will get your information.
All right. So, Andy, would you have gotten that?
I had that one nailed.
I don't know if I'm going to give you a point, though. All right. All right. Here's Andy. All right. Let's do the next one.
Can I get the point for the first one?
No. You never would have gotten it.
I had that one. I know that one.
What
is Folgers in your cup?
Yeah,
oh my God! Andy sang.
All right,
wow.
You got 1 point.
She's actually keeping
all right.
score.
That hurt my ears.
I'm keeping score. Yeah. I'm very serious.
Why
about
does he
this
win
stuff?
A drink from me and I want a punch in the face from you?
Because you didn't get any.
You didn't get
right.
the answers right.
We had to cheat to give you the last answer. All right, go
I'll
ahead.
Give you my tea bag, Joe.
Wait, let me hear the clue.
You can also have Michelle's tea bag.
Oh, I want no
all
part
right,
of that.
What's next? All right, listen carefully.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Yay, oh, I hate it. That commercial.
It's Kaopectate.
No! Pepto-Bismol, hello.
Kaopectate.
All right, no point for that. What do we have next?
Frosted Flakes, good.
Who said it?
I think that was a giveaway.
Who was it?
Who said it?
I said Frosted Flakes.
Who said it?
Frosted Flakes, good.
Who's that talking?
Tony the Tiger.
That's right.
He got it.
It's like you're talking to a little
kid. All right,
kid.
Let's hear another one. I think we have a couple more.
Where's the beef?
Wendy's.
Wow.
Where's the beef?
On fire now.
Oh, yeah. Where's that drink, Joe?
All right, what else?
Three, four. Give me a break. Give me a break. Play me a beat back.
Kit Kat Bar.
I think it's just amusing to hear Andy sing.
Andy's ready for American Idol.
All right, Andy, if you get the next two, Joe will buy you two drinks, right?
Ooh, okay.
And give you a smack in the face.
Ooh.
All right, go ahead.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Oh, it's that
the ID thing.
You press the button. You press the button,
yeah,
and
but
you
have
get
to tell
lifeline
us the actual
thing.
Brand.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I know what it is.
I can't remember.
Life Alert.
Life Alert.
I'm fallen.
It sounds like
from
you.
New York.
It sounds like Kathy Houston.
Someone help Kathy Houston again.
All right. We're going to have to cut this short. We have a caller on line one, Joe, a supplier. Joe, how are you doing
yes.
this morning?
Great. I'm just calling because I firmly believe that we have a great product, very exciting, in particular for the current election, which is the most heated, undoubtedly, in the United States history.
So and what's this product, Joe?
The product is a great selection of cameras, which comes with a design, any color, any kind of ornamentative style which we provide. And we currently have, for the McCain Palin ticket, we have a spectacular design, a variety of them, and as well as from the Obama-Biden ticket, we have great designs, and it's in particular to inspire the young voters to go out and to see the messages, which carries a beautiful phrase or a slogan.
Well, fantastic. We're out of time today. If you want to email Joe Haley any product information, any suppliers out there, send it to jhaley, H-A-L-E-Y, at asicentral.com. We're out of time today. Thanks so much to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And thanks to everyone listening. Tune in next week to learn about some hot new sectors to target and see if Michelle Bell has injured herself once again. Have a great day, guys.